Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Before talking about the real substantive issues of Article 4, allow me just another remark to the latest intervention by the distinguished delegate of the Russian Foundation. Repeating these unfounded allegations under almost every article of the Convention doesn't really make them more valuable. It's just repetitive and tiring. And substantiating allegations is not done by repeating the expression, "We have material." All material sent so far is not in the least convincing. I don't want to be too repetitive, so I just want to reformulate something I said before. I can also only put it into a direct question now. If the delegate of the Russian Federation is so confident about the accusations, why didn't he come to the side event yesterday, where even the directors of those incriminated programs were happy to answer all questions? Now more to the substantial parts of Article 4. We have always promoted and supported the effective implementation of the Convention, as well as transparency and confidence-building measures. And as a very valuable tool to increase transparency and confidence-building, we have always strongly supported conducting peer reviews as a valuable tool for sharing information and best practices. Furthermore, we consider the important proposal of France to create a platform for voluntary transparency exercises to be an important step towards full transparency, and therefore Germany is a co-sponsor of the proposal. Mr. Vice Chair, in 2021, for the first time, more than half of the state parties submitted reports on confidence building measures. This is indeed a positive development. However, we all know the number has to be further increased. We strongly encourage all states parties to submit reports on CBM to the ISU, and we are ready to extend our assistance and support as we have been doing in the past. In this respect, and in our function as chair of the Global Partnership, which attaches great importance to the implementation of the BTWC, we are delighted to say that one of the Global Partnership priorities established last year by the UK chairmanship and followed up by Germany now is the signature initiative Africa, mitigating biological risks throughout Africa. One aspect on this is universalization and implementation. And we are very grateful for a project proposal by the ISU in that on supporting African countries in terms of implementing the BTWC, including support for CBM reports. And I'm happy to announce that this Thursday, on behalf of the Global Partnership, there's a side event on universalization and effective implementation of the BWC in Africa that will be conducted on Thursday. As I said, I invite all delegations to participate. To conclude, another comment on another proposal. Germany has always been a supporter of voluntary ethical guidelines based on scientists' experiences, which is why we appreciate the proposal for the Tianjin Biosecurity Guidelines as a voluntary code of conduct. Developed by China and Pakistan and further shaped recently, and we appreciate the inclusion and input of the IAP and Johns Hopkins University. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.